Welcome. We're glad you've chosen to listen to this message from what God is doing at Kingdom Faith Southwest. We pray you will receive the faith you need through hearing God's word.
Well, before I get into the word, I just want to say congratulations to Judith, Andrea, Sandra, and all on the team here and everybody in the church, because this is magnificent, isn't it? So you really are to be congratulated. When these challenges to our faith begin, we usually don't know what we're getting into, and they end up by being twice as big a challenge to faith as when we started. Prices escalate and difficulties arise, but it is by persevering that we prevail. Amen. So it's a great privilege, it's a great honor to be here with you and to be involved in this dedication. Judith just mentioned about beginning Kingdom Faith, when that started in its embryo about 30 years ago. I had no idea what it would develop into, and this is just part of the development. So what is going to develop out of this in 30 years? You see, you never know. And in 30 years' time, Judith will be 60. And be looking back on her fruitful ministry and praising God for all that he has caused to develop in that time. But now to get to the word. People dedicate buildings to Mary, to saints, and since the Reformation, to people like Wesley and other great saints of God. But the only person that this building is going to be dedicated to is Jesus. And I just want to talk to you about Jesus, because he is the one who needs to fill this building, not just with people, but with his presence. We've had the slides of all the work that has gone on and the physical building, but of course the real work is about to begin. Because the building has to take on the ethos of the people. And what God wants is a consecrated people for a dedicated building, so that the whole building takes on that presence of the Lord. That when people who don't know Jesus come into this building, they will come into the presence of Jesus. Even when there's no meeting, nobody else here. Now, that takes a little bit of time to build up that kind of presence or the sense of his presence in a building, but it happens. And you can go into buildings where there have been significant moves of the Spirit and you walk straight into the presence of the Lord. It's almost tangible. You almost sort of cut the atmosphere with a spiritual knife. You just know you're in the presence of God. So this is the challenge. And that means your focus all the time must be on Jesus. The name above every other name. Jesus loves you in a way that no one else will ever love you. And we love because he first loves us, which means that he is to be your first love always. Never to love anyone or anything above your love for Jesus. That just as his love for you is so amazing, so tremendous, it's eternal, it's everlasting, doesn't change with mood or circumstances or even with your performance, with how you treat him, his love remains faithful and constant and true and full. He will never love you in a half-hearted way. He will never love you with conditions attached to his love. There are conditions attached to how we can experience his love, but not with the fact of his love. So he wants you to love him as he has loved you. And of course, when that kind of love is evident in the lives of God's people, they love one another with that same love. And that's what Jesus said, didn't he? You are to love one another as I have loved you. And he said, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Just think. God loves you in exactly the same way that he loved Jesus when he walked on the earth. He has no less love for you than he had for Jesus. See, how can you respond to such love? The name of Jesus needs to be on our lips continuously. Jesus, that one word, that one name, is the most powerful prayer you can ever pray. You just speak the name of Jesus over a person's life, over a situation, over a problem, and the presence of Jesus, and the life of Jesus, and the love of Jesus, and the power of Jesus gets released into that situation. This is the name that is above every other name. It's the name he has placed on your life. It's the name he places on this church. Because this is the body of Christ, Jesus, the Lord. Jesus, then, is the name of your victory. This name, Jesus, has overcome every principality and power of darkness. It has overcome every negative on the cross. It has overcome every problem. This holy, wonderful, loving name of Jesus. This one word is your victory. This word Jesus, this name Jesus, is the name of the one who is faithful and true, and who will therefore bring in the new heaven and the new earth. He will ensure that all his plans and purposes for your life, for this church, for all who belong to his kingdom will be fulfilled. And he will bring in the new age of his new creation. We are just forerunners in that. How wonderful to know Jesus. Because you see, in Scripture, the name denotes the person. And we are the most privileged people on earth to know that we are loved by Jesus with the same love with which the Father loved him. We are so privileged to know that nothing in the whole of creation can separate us from this love of Jesus. We know that no matter what situation we're in, what difficulties we have to face, what challenges there are, what opposition or persecution we encounter, always Jesus is with us, and we are in Jesus, and Jesus is in us. Everything is Jesus in the Christian life. And it's the Spirit of Jesus who has come to live in you so that you can be transformed into the likeness of Jesus who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's this Jesus who enables you to do the same things as He does and greater things still because you believe in Him, and that's the promise that He gave. And He is faithful and true. And there are many, many things many scriptures that I could read to endorse what I'm saying, but just listen to this one verse from John 14. It would have to be John, of course. If anyone genuinely loves me, he will put my teaching into practice. My Father will love him, and both he and I will come and live with him. Yes, we will make our home with him. God doesn't live in buildings. Scripture is clear about that. But he has come to make his home in you, his people. And that's the key to everything, you see. Do you love Jesus? You see, how do you respond to this great love that he has for you? There is only one way really to respond, and that's to desire with all your heart and to pray from the very depth of your heart, Lord, take out of my heart, take out of my life everything that offends your love, everything that grieves you, everything that dishonors you, everything that is not like Jesus. And then to pray, Lord, fill my life with everything that is of Jesus. Spirit, soul, body, every part of my being filled with Jesus. People have some funny ideas of revival, but actually that's what revival is, just being filled with Jesus. In every way and in every part. And therefore, loving Jesus with that love with which he loves you. This is what we're doing this evening. Dedicating not just a building, but dedicating ourselves to that love. And we can be thankful for the love that God has already demonstrated to every one of us, that love that we have so far experienced. We can be thankful to him for the love that has grown between us and among us, and often working together in a project like this increases that love and increases that sense of thankfulness for each other, as you find that people have skills that you don't have and abilities that you wish you had, and how all these different things complement each other and go together to form a unity. But you know, if God loves you in the way that Jesus says he does, how tender is that love? How easy to offend that love? How easy to grieve that love? And the thing that has saddened me over the many years of my ministry is to see how some people that have known that love walk away from that love, or allow something to come into their lives that distances them from that love. Just a little bit at first, but if that isn't corrected, the distance becomes greater and greater. And when that happens, they begin to distance themselves from the other believers that they have loved and from the family of love of which they've been a part. And what we have to understand, because it's always sad, isn't it, when people leave us, especially without good reason, without good cause, because God isn't calling them away. When that happens, we have to understand, we have to pray for them, to have to understand that long before they left you, they left Jesus. Something happened that cut across that great love and that sense of his great love for them. Because if you know that love and really value that love and appreciate that love, you cling to that love and you won't allow anything to come in to even undermine in a small way that love. Oh, that love comes under attack, it comes under pressure for all of us. But as soon as we realize something's coming in here, that's when we have to take the shield of faith with which we quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. Do you know what that shield of faith is? That shield of faith is Jesus. And the sword of the Spirit is his word. That he is the protection all around us when we trust in him. So don't grieve his heart by allowing anything to come in. That love is tender, isn't it? All love is tender. His love isn't based on emotion. But, you know, Jesus said in the days of his humanity, I am gentle and humble of heart. How easy to offend, how easy to hurt someone who's gentle, someone who has such tender love. When he taught the parable of the prodigal son, the father that went out to greet the son, literally the Greek means he was tender-hearted towards him. Why is God so merciful? Because he's tender-hearted. Hello. And he says, be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. You see, love, this love is so wonderful. So wonderful, so wonderful. And if that name of Jesus is constantly on our lips, you know, his praise will continually be on my lips, then that means that he's continually in my heart, because Jesus says, from the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And yes, people in the world will have the name of Jesus on their lips in a blasphemous way. But his love is such that he says they will be forgiven. Amazing, isn't it? That even those who blaspheme the name of Jesus will be forgiven. But we are those who love the name of Jesus. We love Jesus. And what does that mean, friends? It means we have dedicated, devoted, consecrated our lives to Jesus. So this is a building that is dedicated to Jesus because it's where a dedicated people meet. It's where a consecrated people come together and share their love of Jesus and thank and praise him for his love and get built up together in that love and then take that love out where it's needed into the world, into the city, into the villages round about, into wherever God leads us, ambassadors of his love. Faith working through love. That's the motto of Kingdom Faith. Faith working through love. Love without faith won't get the job done. Faith without love is almost offensive to God because he is love. Is it true faith if it doesn't manifest love? So aren't you blessed? Yes. See, each one of us is so, so blessed. I've got into the habit of nearly every day just going on a prayer walk for about half an hour. Sometimes it's half an hour of just saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Of just recalling people that I'm praying for and just speaking his name. Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus. It's not difficult to pray. when you love Jesus. So what a simple message. What did Pastor Colin talk about? What he always talks about. Jesus. He's the one. Amen. He's the one. And let's believe that the reputation that this building gets in the city is that's the place where people who love Jesus meet. And if you dare to go in there, you'll end up loving Jesus. Amen. Come on, let's all stand.
This completes the message. Thank you for listening. If you would like any further information on Kingdom Faith Southwest, please contact us on 01823 664 186 or overseas visitors 0044 1823 664 186 or log onto our website at www.kingdomfaithsw.com.